White House resists condemning protesters descending on Supreme Court justices' homes. By Charlie Spiering on May 5, 2022. The White House on Thursday resisted asking angry pro-abortion protesters not to descend on the homes of Supreme Court justices after a draft judicial decision on Roe v. Wade was leaked to the press. "I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest," White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki replied when asked if the president condoned the actions of protesters sharing information on the home addresses of originalist Supreme Court justices. The protest group Ruth Sent Us announced plans to direct protests at the homes of 6 Supreme Court justices, 3 in Virginia and 3 in Maryland. Psaki also resisted calling the actions of some protesters extreme, despite reported violence and vandalism by some of the angry pro-abortion protesters. "We want it, of course, to be peaceful, and certainly the president would want people's privacy to be protected," she said. Psaki expressed concern that people were more concerned about the nature of the protests rather than the threat the Supreme Court posed to Roe v. Wade. "I think we shouldn't lose the point here," she said. Psaki also said the president understood why people are upset by the arguments against the constitutional right to abortion in the leaked draft of the document. "I think the president's view is that there is a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country from what they saw in this leaked document," she said. Psaki also refused to condemn the leak of the document from the Supreme Court. "This is not about the leak," she said. "This is about women's health care.